And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wild and wonderful. What's going to happen? We have no idea. Let's sit back and enjoy the ride. Can I get a Wowzer Bowser Wednesday? Because God's in charge of this crazy bus called The Christian Journey. Now, first off, I am well aware that it's the end of June, almost July, and that it is not the Christmas season. But that has never stopped me before, and it won't stop me now. I would like to discuss the before process. And by this, I mean before the holiday festivities and celebrations associated with Christmas, we can gain a deeper understanding of how awesome God is through the introduction of Jesus Christ into our lives and towards humanity as a whole. So let's begin with a seemingly small and insignificant point. When Jesus was born, it was not just the birth of another child. It was also the revelation of God himself. The revelation and manifestation of Jesus were so powerful that the devil sought to kill him. The birth of Jesus and his role as the revelation of God meant a significant reduction in the size and influence of the kingdom of darkness. Wow. But we must first recognize an undeniable truth. Jesus enables us to transition from darkness to light. And we're going to look at that in four specific areas. Each of these four areas holds immense power and serves as a valuable tool for us to utilize, walk in, and ultimately help us to overcome. All these blessings and transformations are made available to us through Jesus Christ.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Yeah, see how they step up there? See, you got surviving, living, prevailing. See, that's good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not that much. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Just so much. Hey, first of all, it's not professional radio, so relax. Okay, that means that if you call in, you don't have to be professional. You want to know why? We're not. Okay, and we don't want to be. You want to know why? It's just too boring. Sorry. I like life. It's more fun. Life is interesting. Life is more interesting when your dog wakes you up at 3 in the morning and you look at him and you're like, why are you waking me up? And instead, you imagine in your brain he's talking to you, but you don't really know what he's saying because he's probably just sitting there going, woof, 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 woof. And you just... Yeah, right.
I mean, the thing without a script, Dave, we can just sometimes we deviate a little bit, but we come back. That's the beauty of doing this the way that we do it, Dave.
You cannot be a Christian, a genuine Christian, and think that you don't have moments that you need to call upon the name of the Lord while you're doing stuff, right? I mean, this is not realistic. So the issue is there's never anything you can't overcome in partnership with God. So that's always good to know. All right, so here it is in a nutshell. You can reach out to us, by the way, by sending an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's David, the little A with a little circle around it, and then hemustincrease, all one, .org. You can text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Oh, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like finding out that there's two new cool restaurants opening up within 10 minutes of your home.
Damn, I'm gonna be hungry, Dave.
I know. And you know what? They're cool. So it's like, oh yeah. I'm an appetizer guy. I like appetizers.
Yummy.
I know. I got to be careful. I did see the doctor today, by the way, so I should point this out before we go any further. And you know that thing on my arm we were talking about? So I go into the doctor's office, and I lost another 6 pounds, so I was really happy about that. So he's really happy about that. And I squeeze this, and I go, look, this thing's hurting. And in 1 millisecond, he goes, tennis elbow. I'm like, what? He goes, tennis elbow. You got tennis elbow. And he's right here? Yes. Ow. Right here? Yes. Ow. Right here? Yes. Ow. He goes, you have tennis elbow. So between my knee and my elbow, this is so funny. It's so funny. But let me tell you what's really, really weird. So normally, I don't know about you guys, but when I call, we have a doctor, we know him pretty well, but we don't normally get in right away. It's just like you have to like, well, somehow they got me in like super fast, right? And it turns out I got a chance to talk to his nurse. I'm not giving anybody any names. And she is a Christian lady. She'd been praying for her daughter, and her daughter had passed. And we just started talking about it. She started breaking down. We started, you know, sharing with one another. And you could just tell the Lord was like going, your elbow means nothing. You got nothing to do with your elbow. You're dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Like, wow, Dave.
And then you just know, okay. Isn't that the weirdest? It's so great.
It really is. It reminds me of something that Tanya said last week. That's a very powerful point, Dave. Wow.
You have to love that the Lord takes the simplest, weirdest, most bizarre little events and just like, and then he's you know, up there going, I got a plan, and you're going to find out. Here's my plan. And it's like, wow. So it was just cool. Anyway, so that really got me going. It really got me excited. All right. So anyway, you know you can get in touch with us. You can call us. You can text us. You can email us. Here's the deal. Maybe you've got a prayer request or a praise report. We want you to reach out to us. You don't have to speak perfectly. You don't have to be wise or anything like that. Just call. I'm telling you, it's not professional. It's just radio. And we're just here together fellowshipping. That's all we're going to do, and we're going to do the best we can at it. So if you got something you need prayer for, let us know. If you got something you want to share that's a praise report, let us know. Okay? If it's all overwhelming you and you just want to be encouraged, call. Let us know. We'll do our best to do that. By the way, you can also answer trivia. Oh, yeah? Here we go. Where was Jesus when he was arrested? Where was he when he was arrested? Matthew chapter 26, that's the only hint I can give you. Where was Jesus when he was arrested? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. And as well, you can send an email to david@hemustincrease.org. So we do have somebody who's calling in. We're going to give them that chance. And we're not trying to make this complex or anything. By the way, don't forget to be praying for lost families. And the reason I'll bring that up is because that was one of the things that we got involved in the discussion. I got involved with the discussion on the nurse. So that was really, really some cool stuff. So my point in all that and telling you that is pray for your family. Pray for your lost family. Don't stop. But Dave, I've been praying for 35 years. Well, what if it takes 40? Then you're going to keep praying, right? Because you want them to be saved. So don't stop, okay? Is somebody ready to answer the triv? Yep, let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, Gary. I kind of wish I didn't get you have tennis elbow diagnosis, but that's okay. It's better than something real bad. But, you know, I laughed with Jennifer when I came into the building and said, such as the 60s. You know what I'm saying? It's just like every little thing that's like really funny. How are you feeling? You feeling any better?
Well, not too much, but I am alive. Things can get better with God's help.
That's right. That's right. So, you guys, I'm asking you, he's our brother. I want you to pray for our brother that the Lord will give him a healing. He doesn't want to just be touched. He wants to be healed, and we're praying for that and believing him with that. So please put that on your prayer list, please. Okay. All right, brother, here we go. Ready? Where was Jesus when he was arrested?
He was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
That is correct, Amundo. 100% correct. And it's amazing. In a sense, you know, without getting into all the specifics, you got the garden, and then they sinned in there, and then, you know, they were cast out. And then Jesus is arrested in a garden, right? Like it's kind of a, you know, like there he is doing a submission prayer, but then he's also arrested. But then the last garden, the one we have in Revelation, that's an entirely, that's the outcome of the story. But he apparently he had to be arrested in the garden for the plan to be fulfilled, which is sad in itself because that's the place he was just laying it all out before the Father. And it's like even there, the enemy was attacking and trying to stop. So amazing stuff. Excellent job, as always, my brother, and I appreciate you and love you in the Lord.
And I'll keep praying for all of you, and thank you, and God bless you.
You too, bro. Bye-bye. All right. Now, I am going to start this message. Am I supposed to do a Christmas message at the end of June?
Why not?
Well, that is a great question. Why not? You know, that's like the Ziggy cartoon when he looks up to God and says, why? And the big finger points down on the next panel and says, why not? All right, let's understand something, and let's just start with this, and then we'll move from this. I'll just do it for a couple minutes. We'll get into it. So when Jesus was born, it wasn't just the birth of another child, and we need to understand it was the revelation of God. So let me read this passage, and let me do my best to explain some of this. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at so many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his word. After he had provided purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. When you get a mirror and you look in the mirror, right? Well, your right might be your left and your left might be your right. Outside of that, I'm just saying, it's a representation. It's an exact representation. This is even more clear than that. This is not altering the left and the right whatsoever, but an absolute perfect picture. An absolute, you know, we don't have the perfect picture when you use like Duo or when you FaceTime and so on and so forth, but it's getting closer, it's getting better. Jesus is the absolute perfect picture. And so in Jesus Christ, you know, we're trying to sit there and we think, well, we want to really understand God. Well, first of all, God made it so that we can understand him. In Jesus Christ, we see the Father. That's exactly what he said to Philip. When Philip goes, okay, well, you're fantastic. It's really great, but, you know, show us the Father. And then Jesus goes, have I been with you such a long time, Philip, and still you don't know me? The reason that he said that to Philip is because Jesus represents in every possible element the Father's characteristics. And you don't look at it that way. You look at Jesus like, well, you know, he's the sacrificial lamb. He is the sacrificial lamb, but he's also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's also a member of the Trinity. He's also God. He's also part of the universe creation process. He's also the living word. He's also the truth. He's also the great shepherd. He's also the great I am. This is who you're talking about. And what do you think when John saw Jesus at the end of, in the beginning of Revelation, when he's like, remember, last time John saw Jesus, right? You know, it was the ascension. The next time that John sees Jesus, it's in that picture in Revelation where he's a huge giant. He's got this going on. This, I'm telling you, it's like, that's who we're dealing with. That's who your Savior is. That's who your faith is in. That's who's in your heart by faith. And you have to understand, this is God's manifestation to humanity. This is God saying, look at me. Look at me. I am showing you me. Isn't that just like,
an essential reminder.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I do want to say this, and then we'll fix it. The evangelists of old never, so you know, they didn't have a tent meeting where there was all these non-believers that came in. It's the exact opposite. The evangelists in the early church had all believers come in. And you're thinking, why did they have believers? Other unbelievers would come with them, but mostly believers. You're thinking, why? Because the gospel saves you and keeps you. And as Christians, we need to be reminded on a regular basis of the simplicity and power of the gospel, or we lose our way. That's what the evangelists used to do. So this whole propensity to just witness to people unsaved, that's a minor part. They used to preach in the churches, to the churches, the same gospel that saved everybody. That's why we need, that's why it's like, it's no problem for me, Peter said, to remind you. Like, oh yeah, oh, now I get it. Right, why? Because that gospel is powerful, right? Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. Right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has three children, six grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
The David Spoon Experience.
You should see Gabriel because he's just running everything. He has to run to this thing, run to this thing. It's great to see it because I just love that the Lord's bringing him in this way. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, they are. So we're going to have them come forward, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Dr. Spoon. This is Deborah.
Deborah. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Anyway. All right. I hope you're getting a kick out of the show today. This is a fun one today. All right, you ready? All right, here you, this is a good one. Which of David's wives was described as very beautiful to look upon?
I believe it was Bathsheba.
That is correct! You are right!
Yay.
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. That's exactly what it says. Excellent job! By the way, how you doing, Deborah? How are things going for you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm doing a lot better, and, you know, things are going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I want everybody to keep praying for Deborah. Don't stop praying for the audience. One of the things I came up with today when I was praying is everybody should be praying that the Lord would just help one another. Help the people. Help the people, Lord.
Yes,
help the people.
I do pray that, and I do pray for the audience all the time. So
I love it, and I love that you do that, and I love that you call in. And like I said, you are the best guesser we have ever had. So excellent job.
You know, I always thought it was funny that David saw her bathing and her name was Bathsheba. I always thought that was kind of funny.
That's so funny. I didn't even catch that. That's funny. He saw her bathing. Her name is Bathsheba. There you go. I'm using
right,
that.
Well, y'all have a good day. God all bless.
Thanks. God bless. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Well, we're coming up to our next trivia question, and I feel in my heart. I feel in my heart, you guys will get this. Okay. What was the name of the prisoner the people wanted to be released instead of Jesus? Huh? What was the name of the prisoner that people wanted to be released instead of Jesus. By the way, I do think they did an actual movie on this. I think it was done in like the 50s or 60s, something like that. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, I do have a couple of jokes. They are mostly funny, and if you don't like them, then don't repeat them. That's a good way to do that, right? You don't like them? Don't use them. There you go. All right. Now, I find this to be a little funny, and this is going to be a shout-out to Aunt Deb on the first joke, because you'll understand why. All right, here's the joke. This is about police departments, okay, and people calling and so on and so forth. Hello, police department. I've lost my cat, and I'm sorry, sir, that's not a job for the police. We're too busy. But you don't understand, officer. This is a very intelligent cat. He's almost human. He can practically talk. Well, you better hang up, sir. He might be trying to phone you right now.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Do you guys realize how funny that is? And then you know what his line is out of that movie, by the way? What Harrison Ford? He said, who are you calling scruffy-looking? All right, here's the next one. All right, here you go. Ready? Here's the next one. Another police officer person, the motorist who got pulled over. What am I supposed to do with this? Grumbled the motorist as the police clerk handed him a receipt from his traffic fine. Well, keep it, the clerk advised, and when you get four of them, you get a bicycle.
Say what?
See, you get a bicycle because you can't drive anymore. See? All right. Listen to this one. The best safety device is a rear view mirror with a policeman in it.
You need to grow up.
There you go. Don't tell me that's not true. Every person I've ever been with driving ever in my entire life, as soon as there's a policeman, even as my wife, and she's doing 64 and a 65, she'll go, uh-oh, there's a policeman.
It really makes you stiffen up a little bit.
Everybody goes, oh, on your best behavior, right? That's so funny. Okay, the trivia question, where are we at? I don't even know what we're doing. What is the trivia question? The trivia question is, what was the name of the prisoner the people wanted to release instead of Jesus? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So one thing I do want to point out, it's kind of very important for us to kind of catch, and I don't want to spend a gazillion hours on it, but look, the enemy tried to destroy Jesus, right? At the birth of Jesus, well, I'll just do the story, and I think you guys know this, but it's pretty straightforward. Having been Matthew 2, 12 through 16, having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they went to their country by another route. When they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother, escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child during the night, and left for Egypt. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is Herod is being used, the government official who's in charge of that area is being used by Satan to try and destroy Jesus. You have to catch that. So that's why you have passages like 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and be a sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's looking to take people out. He's looking to take Christians out. You're a part of that. I'm a part of that. He don't like you. He don't like me. We're not a part of his fan club. And what happens a lot is, you know, things get really weird. You would not on the surface think, well, you know, Herod trying to kill Jesus, that's, you know, I mean, he's just trying to save his kingship. That just seems all normal. It was satanically inspired. You understand that it was Satan who was driving on Herod. And the end result was when they couldn't find the child, he killed all these children. Now, that's not just a man. That's not just a demon. That's a chief demon. Because what did Jesus say about Satan? He was a murderer. He's a murderer from the beginning. And he's always been, let me tell you, his well-placed lie created the death of Adam and Eve. Do you understand that, right? He lied. They bought it. I still think it's more of an equality play than most people think. Oh, you'll be like God. And they bought it, and that resulted in their death. He created the first transaction for death. Just like, wow. And then when he lost the opportunity to get the Messiah, he went berserk. Satan went berserk, used Herod, killed all the kids 2 years and younger in the area that he determined from the Magi. I mean, it's just like, wow. That's terrible. Well, that's the same dude that is after you. And what's he going to try and do? Well, we know the thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, so there's three things the thief does. Steal. Okay, so stealing, he's a thief, right? That's one who operates in stealth. Kill, we just talked about the death part of it. And destroy, it's not just a matter of death. He wants complete destruction. Destruction of your testimony, destruction of your existence, destruction of you praising God. Now, by grace, by mercy, by kindness, by faithfulness in the Lord, he is with us in the process. And that means that the enemy can freak out, and he does. He goes ballistic. God is with you. So we talked about this is Wednesday. We talked about this on Monday. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. You already know the power of God working in your life is greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Not them that are in the world, he that is in the world. And that's the enemy. And the enemy tried to keep everybody in fear, so amazing, by death. But then Jesus broke that power, and so now he's got to use other things to create fear. Because he can't use death the way he used it before. Now he's got to use another strategy. So he's going after you, trying to create as many problems, trying to drop things on you. Look, some things are a result of a sinful world, although the sinful world's a result of Satan's influence. But some things are directly related to Satan. Even things in your life, the biggest problem that I have, it's not that, I guess you'd say this in a more compassionate way, it's not that people think, well, I never have any of those spiritual challenges. You do. You just don't know it's Satan doing it. That's the key, because he operates in stealth. So you go into Romans, right? And you go, well, if God is for us, who can be against us? And quite frankly, who cares? But the idea behind that is to understand that you by yourself, you can't do it. But because you're a Christian and you do things with God, he don't like you. His goal is to mess you up. Well, guess what? Jesus said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life and life more abundant. So what we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to answer the trivia, but when we come back, I'm going to show you four things that Jesus gives us in himself that give us the abundance of life. Isn't that cool?
Hey, why you didn't give a warning before when you taught this? This is enrichment. This is stuff that makes the enemy mad, Dave.
Yeah, this is Christmas in June. Let's go to the trivia question. I love stuff. This is my faves. I love stuff like this. All right, what was the name of the prisoner people wanted to release instead of Jesus? And that was Barabbas. Barabbas. And I know they made a movie. I just can't remember. Maybe it was called Barabbas, something like that. All right, we'll take our break and come back. And don't believe me, it's going to get a lot more interesting from here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your last trivia question. And I have told you time and time and time again that certain trivia questions are easy and certain are hard. And I've just made a last multi-mini-second decision, and I'm going to give you the harder one now, and I'm going to do the easier one. I'm still going to keep doing it. So here we go. Here's your next one. These are out of sequence. Okay? Did you hear? These are not in sequence. Just in case you wonder, if you look at Genesis 1 and then you read Genesis 2, you find out the very first book in the Bible, not in sequence. Because Genesis 2 goes backwards looking at Genesis 1, just in case you didn't know that. I'm giving this ahead of time, so you're going to have to be aware. Kind of like an alert. Eric's got a little thing, like the little alert thing. Listen to this and listen to this question. I want you to think about this. What was the disciples' initial response when they were told that Jesus had risen from the dead? How did they respond initially that Jesus had risen from the dead? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website. Just remind you, blah, 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 blah. If you can give, that's great. Please do so. Check it out all on the website. Don't forget about the upcoming speaking engagement, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Yeah. Where we're going, we don't need roads. I like that. What was the disciples' initial response when they were told that Jesus had risen from the dead? How did they respond to that initially? 972-445-0770.
You also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. So Dynamite D had a great idea. We want to do this. Tell them what your idea was, and then we'll bring it into play.
Well, I was dealing with a little something, and I said, you know, if I'm dealing with a little something, I know our audience is, from Brother Gary to, you know, some of the others. So I said we need to probably do a corporate prayer for just healing and probably restoration on the audience.
Okay, so we're going to do exactly that, because I'm one of those people that thinks there's as much as Jesus in everybody else as there is in me. Let's do it together then. And we'll take all of our faith and combine it, and then we'll just bring it before the Lord. As in, like, right now, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I'm just listening to my brother, and I know he's got some pain that is going on in his own life. He's got a little bit of thing going on there. And, Lord, he's brought to our attention not just to pray for physical ailments, but people who are hurting, people who are broken on the inside, people who are just struggling and just feeling overwhelmed by discouragement and by attack and by frustration. And Lord, I can't give that answer for myself, let alone for anybody else, that's sufficient compared to you just showing up and being there with us. And so, Lord, we are asking you right now, through the power that comes through Jesus' name, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the power of your declaration that cannot be changed, that you would minister to those with physical and emotional and mental frustrations right now. And by the power that is beyond us but abides in you, we pray that you would have mercy, grace, and generosity upon us all. Every one of us needs your touch. And you know what? We just thank you for it. Thank you for your touch. We praise you for it and want to give glory to you in the process. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. So good job, D. Good job. Way to stay on top of that. All right. Now, all right, we got the trivia question. So does call in or whatever. I got to get to this. This is like super duper 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 important, because we're like at this critical junction. Okay. So we're talking about, you know, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're talking about the enemy just going berserko, trying to come against us. So we need to have something. So here we're going to go, and believe it or not, I'm going to take you into Isaiah chapter 9, and we're going to take you to verse 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but we're going to do it kind of quick, only because we got a lot to cover, but I want you to catch it, so we're going to kind of do it all together. Here's what it says. So this is what's going on. You are a child of the Most High God. Jesus revealed himself, and you said, yes. And so now you're really getting into it and moving forward. Now Satan is like, uh-oh, wasn't a problem before, now a problem, got to do something about it. So the enemy comes against you, throws things at you, be it spiritual, physical, or whatever. And people are like, well, Satan can't do anything physically. Better tell that to Jesus, because that's exactly what he taught, especially the woman who was bent over for 18 years. So, yeah, that ain't right. I mean, of course the devil can do stuff like that. Here's the issue. The issue is, what do we do in response? Oh, well, this is good. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1. Nevertheless, there would be no more gloom for those who were in distress. Ooh. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. Watch, this is so amazing. Because remember, he starts off with nevertheless, nonetheless, right? Nonetheless. So, okay, yeah, except over here. Verse 2, the people walked in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. What is that? What is that? What do you mean, a light has dawned? What does that mean? That means, get ready. Are you ready? Ready? That means there's hope. You see, that phrasing right there, that whole thing right there, is hope. People walking in darkness, they've seen a light. And those living in the land of darkness, a light has dawned. What is that? That's the hope. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Wow. We get that from this? Yeah. Wait, we're not done.
What about verse 3? You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Joy, that's gladness in the heart. That's no pain. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks and send some of those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to the Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Wait. So far we've got hope. And now we've got joy? What else do we have? Glad you asked. Let's look at verse 4. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. What is that? Freedom from oppression. Lifting the heaviness. Matthew 11, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Not only do you get hope, not only do you get joy, not only do you get freedom from oppression and the lifting of heaviness in your life. Verse 5, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. What is that? That's turning the trouble into peace. That's turning the bad into good. That's working all things out for good because God is able to work all things in our favor with our best interests. And so every warrior's boot in the battle is used for a garment that was used in every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire because the peace and the grace will outweigh the turmoil and the struggle. And Jesus said in John 14, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I did not give to you as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. These are four principles that we get in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 5. We get hope, which is a better tomorrow, joy, which is gladness in our hearts, no pain. Freedom from oppression and the lifting of heaviness and turning trouble into peace. We get all of that to combat the enemy, the frustrations, the flesh, the world, everything that's going on around us. And you think, well, do we get all that? How do we get all that? Where do we get all that? I believe in Jesus. I know the enemy's against us. I want that hope. I want that joy. I want that freedom. I want that peace on the inside, turning what is literally used for battle into fuel for a fire so it's actually turned around. I want that. All things work together for good, and I don't understand it. How do I get there? And the answer, when we come back, is going to be fully engulfed in verse 6. Don't go there yet. Not yet. What was the disciples' response when they told, their initial response, when they told Jesus had risen? They didn't believe it. Well, let me ask you something. We're hearing this right now. Do you believe it? Ooh. Take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull-oney. There, that's better. CowPunchSites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is Ray Bentley.
Ray Bentley, the man, the myth, the legend, on the show.
I was going to say that about you.
It has been four years and 6 months and 29 days since you've been live on the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, man, finally. I'm sliding in under the tag home safe.
You are finally safe. Okay. And so I'll tell the entire audience real simple. After this interview, you can either blame Ray or you can bless Ray because it was his fault a year and a half ago on February 12th when he called me and said, you should be back on the radio.
You just point
to that guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Ray, I want to ask you a really important question to start everything off with. The time is yours. You determine how much time you've got. It's totally up to you. But I do want to just ask you this quick question. How you doing?
You know what? I am doing good. I'm doing great. I think these are exciting times. I feel like we're in an acceleration of things happening, of God moving, of kind of things that we thought about and imagined prophetically what it would look like. And it's like happening so much so fast with such acceleration. I'm like, I can't hardly keep up with it all. It's a great hour to look up and to encourage one another. You know, I do realize there's lots of challenges, and these are trying times, but out of the worst of times come the best of times.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to probably do the history and the trivia, but you got to wait because, you see, what Ray just said is such a perfect lead-in to what I'm trying to talk about. So if you can follow the bouncing ball with me a little bit, I think that this will turn out to be kind of a cool thing for some. So we were just talking about Jesus being the revelation of God. I mean, the revelation. You want there it is. There it is. Jesus is the revelation of God. Now, once that revelation has come to you, you are going to grow in stages. You're going to grow, you know, piece by piece. But the enemy is out for you because before you became a Christian, you were of no interest to him. You were no threat to his kingdom. But anybody who believes that Jesus Christ is the Lord, anybody who says Jesus is my Lord and Savior, is now a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And the best tactic is to literally blind people with such distractions they don't know what's going on. But you're past that. Because you're not only involved in church and fellowship, you're pursuing. So now he really, really hates you. He really wants to destroy you. He really wants to kill you. I mean, that's the truth. If it was up to him, he would. He wanted to do worse to Job. Couldn't, but wanted to. In fact, God put the limit on him. You can do what you want, but you can't take his life. So while we go through that warfare, it's important to know that, hey, in the midst of all this, we have to have something that enables us. And it's not just the armor. I'm not trying to skip away from the armor. I'm trying to give you some practical things that also work in our regular basis of the discouragement that the enemy throws at us, the depression, the physical ailments, and the frustrations that you go through. So in this last segment, we talked about hope, and hope in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. That was in verse 2 of Isaiah 9. Verse 3 talks about joy. And that joy, people, they enlarge the nation and increase their joy. Verse 4. In the days of Midian, you shattered the yoke that burdens them. It's the breaking of oppression, the breaking of bondages. And verse 5, every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled up, be used for fuel. Taking what is meant for one thing and turning into something else. Who is the God that works all things out for good? Our God, Jehovah, Yahweh. And so we get this full understanding. There's hope. There's joy. There's freedom. There's turning trouble into peace and bad into good. Where does it all come from? Verse 6 of Isaiah 9. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You get those things that we just talked about in Isaiah 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You get the first, you get the nevertheless, which is something that we should like go, oh, yeah. Oh, so the enemy's coming against us. Yeah, but nevertheless, for us who are believers, there is hope, there is joy, there is freedom, there is turning the bad into good, there is finding peace when there's no peace. How does that come to us? Verse 6, to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. Do you know how that comes to us? Through Jesus Christ. That's where it comes. So all that you think about, wait, talk about pre-Christmas. You just think about this. This is in Isaiah talking about Jesus. And look at all the things that Jesus is going to bring. That's what he brings to you now. Wow. Get that? He will be called Wonderful Counselor. Every once in a while, you need some good old-fashioned counsel, right? Mighty God, not a wimpy God. Mighty God, nothing impossible. Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Everlasting Father. He's not just your parent for a little while, and he's not a lousy parent. He's a perfect parent. He's the Prince of Peace. He is in charge of all peace. And he grants that because he's the Prince of Peace. The answer to all of those frustrations and troubles and struggles is for to us a child is born. And for those of us who are living right now, his name is Jesus Christ. That is before the ho, ho, ho. That is before the Christmas festivities. That is before all the celebrations. That is before any of that. The promise in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 through 6. Not just verse 6, verse 1 through 6. Because I don't know about you, but just being a kind of a regular human being, I want hope, I want joy, I want freedom, and I want my bad turned into good, and I want peace. I want all that. And it comes through Jesus Christ. How about that? That is a Christmas message, right? I mean, you can't, it's like, okay, got it.
Hallelujah, Dave.
I mean, that is just, you should be like, okie dokie. Wrap it up, Dave. I mean, there's nothing to wrap, but that's just great stuff. I mean, not from my point. This is Isaiah wrote this. This is so old. It's old. Yeah? Still applicable today. How brilliant is that? That's how powerful God is. Don't you love that? I mean, of all the stuff that we do and all the stuff on the show, we pray for people, we love one another, we care, we support one another. Look, this all comes down to one thing, and that is acknowledging Jesus Christ as Lord. And everybody, I mean everybody, and I'm not remembering, every being everywhere, above, on and under earth will acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. There's only one question. Do you do it with joy in your heart? Or do you do it facing torment for the future? It's like, make a choice, right? You know, people are like, well, the Lord knows what I'm going to choose. Yeah, but you haven't made the choice yet. You still have to make the choice. His foreknowledge doesn't stop you from making a decision. It's ridiculous. And so now we are before the Lord, and it's like all that stuff that's going on. And, you know, we said this a bunch of times. You really get this now. That's why something as simple as a bumper sticker that says, ask Jesus, he can help. That'd be a great bumper sticker. Because it's true. Because he wants to help. And you know what? He suffered everything he suffered willfully. Nobody forced him to do it. Jesus said, I lay down my life of my own accord. He did it because he loves us. All of this is because God loves you.
And I know what most people are thinking. Are like, well, you know, he's got to love everybody. It's kind of, people come up with like the weirdest things. Like, well, A, no, he doesn't. So Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated, so no. And then number two, your struggle, your frustration, your the penetration of your discouragement, it's not unreal, and it probably has much more to do with spiritual warfare than you might acknowledge, but it doesn't end there. Just like Satan trying to kill Jesus didn't end with him trying, because Jesus triumphed. And you will too. And the enemy will be thrown into the lake of fire. And that will be that. Then we'll go check out the mansions and the rolling hills and all the other stuff. Let's close this in prayer. Let's do that. Father, we come before you right now, and it's not me that I'm able to communicate that, although I love this stuff, Lord. You know how much I love this. This is my bread. But we all need to remember during these most frustrating and foul times and discouraging times and even interesting times exactly what Ray said, who's probably up there laughing. Out of the worst of things comes the best of things, because that's who you are. You are the God who makes it good because you love your kids. I just wish we could respond appropriately, but right now we'll just take the reception of it and say thank you. Keep it going, Lord. Keep us going. Keep us standing in the truth. Keep us standing in your Son. We love you. Give our hearts to you. Pray you would fellowship with us continually. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Going to take a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.